Elena Archibald is the Extension and Office Manager of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. She joins us for the Ag Show today. Elena, thank you very much for joining us. Wintering Cattle in the Peace, a seminar is actually coming up. It's four seminars, I guess. Just a little bit of an icebreaker, please. Comments on the fact that one of the seminars is happening in the Peace region.
Yeah, well, I'll preface this by saying it's actually at the Eureka River Hall, which is just a little ways outside of Fairview. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're really excited to bring this forward to people. So we're going to be hosting it at the Eureka River Hall, as I mentioned, on November 30th. The doors will open at 4:30 and we'll kick things off around 5:15. It's going to be a really awesome evening full of information for cattle producers in the Peace.
The title of the seminar is, I'm guessing, pretty explanatory, but I'm sure there is some other topics or some related topics that I guess are being discussed. What are they?
Yeah, so we're going to be focusing on three key topics at the Wintering Cattle in the Peace seminar. The first one that we're going to start things off with is an environmental farm plan for grant funding purposes. Following that, we're going to have a predation and livestock protection presentation. And then finally, our keynote speaker will be Barry Arencio talking about beef cattle nutrition.
Yeah, that was actually my next question here, Elena. Some of the speakers that are coming to the event, how key is it to get them up here to say, hey, how do you do? This is my knowledge to share.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. So we, as I mentioned, we have three speakers, but two of them are local. So our first presentation, the environmental farm planning, will be presented by our own extension coordinator, Shelby Dillman. So she's going to be informing attendees on the importance and process of environmental farm plans, which is generally a requirement for most government grant opportunities for producers. Following that, Sergeant Daniel Downey, a local fish and wildlife officer here in Fairview, will be discussing predation and how to safely and legally protect your livestock. He'll have a short presentation discussing risks that many producers face, followed by a question period. And then after those two wonderful speakers, we're going to have our keynote speaker, who likely needs no introduction to the area. We'll be welcoming Barry Arencio back up to the Peace to discuss beef cattle nutrition and how to best support your herd after yet another difficult year of hay shortages and lack of feed quality. So Barry's really great. He's been up here quite a few times. He's got extensive knowledge as a nutritionist, and he's well known for creating the cow bite system that many producers utilize to balance their rations for their herd. Following the presentation, Barry will also be available for questions for people to discuss their individual needs.
I know this sounds like a silly question, but I ask, wintering cattle in the Peace. With winter right around the corner, how good of timing is this?
Yeah, it's perfect timing, really, and we're really happy to be able to offer it. The Peace Country Beef and Forage Association's first and foremost goal is to support our local producers with relevant and research-based information. So many of us within the organization are producers ourselves, which means we're well aware of the hardships and difficult decisions that producers in our region have had to face this fall after extreme drought and wildfires, all of which unfortunately contributed to lack of feed or poor quality feed. So we're really looking forward to bringing this event to the public to help producers gain valuable knowledge on how to best support their herds. And if you're in the area, you know that Clear Hills County was hit particularly hard in the Peace this year with several different environmental issues beyond anyone's control. So we're really happy to host this event in their county. It's honestly, whether you're a new producer or a seasoned producer, there's going to be something for everybody at this event.
Yeah, drought and wildfire really hit the Peace region hard in the summer, the spring and summer of 2023. I'm ask how much is this needed, especially after this wild summer that we had?
Yeah, I think something like this is crucial. And it extends beyond just cattle, right? At this point, you know, we do have the predation presentation, which is going to be really beneficial because cattle aren't the only thing that are lacking feed this year. There's lots of critters out there that are going to be hungry this winter. So I think that there's going to be a lot to learn at this event and lots of opportunity for farmers and producers to come together, kind of stand in solidarity with all the problems that we're facing.
It's happening November 30th at the Eureka River Hall. I'm assuming that registration is required. Where can one sign up?
Yeah, so we do prefer that people pre-register for the event. So people wishing to attend can register online through our Eventbrite link, which can be found on our Facebook or Instagram pages as well as our website. And for those who aren't comfortable doing so online, you can definitely contact me directly to reserve your spot and pay at the door upon arrival. Our doors will be opening at the hall on November 30th at 4:30 p.m. And attendees are invited to enjoy complimentary coffee and a snack while networking before we kick things off at 5:15. And in addition to the three vital topics being discussed, supper is also provided for all attendees. We have member and non-member pricing, and kids and 10 and under are free, so everybody's welcome.
Elena Archibald is the Extension and Office Manager for the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. Elena, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you for having me.